It's Marketplace Tech for Monday, November 12th. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Here's a conversion worthy of a Transformers movie. Take button-down MBA-toting business professionals and turn them into video game designers. That's the goal of a new book about gamification, changing behavior of employees and customers by appealing to their sense of fun and their competitive instinct, video game style. The co-author of For the Win, How Game Thinking Can Revolutionize Your Business is Dan Hunter. He says gamification done right is about meaningful competition.
That's actually why it's a process of design, right? It's not that you're just adding points and badges to these sorts of things. You have to take a step back and say, what is the nature of our users? You know, what do they care about? How can we actually motivate them to do the things that we want them to do? Whether it's, you know, buy more Orange Aid or go out and change the world or in a political campaign, you know, go and knock on more doors, whatever it might be.
The electronics giant Samsung apparently gamified their website.
So Samsung Nation is an example of a gamified process that doesn't work really well, right? Because in the end, all you get are these points. And that really doesn't, you know, make for a particularly engaging kind of environment.
Well, the deal is you go to the website, and if you forward on information from the site, you get a couple points.
Yeah, you get points for tweeting about, you know, the fact that you just bought a new Samsung TV, or, you know, if you buy a TV, you get a certain number of points, and you can really redeem them for not
that might
very
change
much.
Samsung's life, but it's not really changing your life.
But why should I care about that, right? But there are lots of other examples where people get more engaged. Like there's a gamified service called Club Psych for the television program Psych on USA Networks. People actually engage in it because they actually watch old episodes. They really like that. They talk about it with their friends. They get points for these sorts of things. It's not really about the points. It's the fact that they, you know, they've actually found a community of people who care about this particular program.
Dan, tell me about the world's deepest trash can. I guess it's in Sweden.
What they did was they created the world's deepest trash can. You drop your trash in the can. And
it's in a public park?
It's in a public park, right? And you hear this whistling sound as it drops like 100, 200 feet, and then a bong at the end when it actually hits the bottom. Of course, they didn't like dig out 200 feet of trash can. What they did is they put a sensor in the lid, and the speaker then creates this sound that it sounds like you're dropping it all the way into this incredibly huge well.
It sounds super satisfying. Did it change behavior?
Yeah, huge amount. It was like 60% more trash dropped in that can versus the can next to it. People would wander around. You can see the video of it. People would go out there and pick up trash that was just lying around, not even their trash, in order just to get that experience.
Dan Hunter runs New York Law School's Institute for Information Law and Society. The book is called For the Win. Here's a big idea, the interplanetary internet. The experimental technology, also called, ready for this, disruption-tolerant networking protocol, has just been used so an astronaut aboard the International Space Station could control a robot in Germany. Beyond the obvious utility for a mega villain, the technology might lead to better communications with robots exploring other planets. Roger Launius is at the National Air and Space Museum.
At some level, this is like a game of telephone where you whisper in each other's ear and see what comes out on the other end, except you're absolutely certain as it goes through these various other nodes that what comes out on the other end is correct.
For instance, communications with the new Mars rover can get cut off by solar storms and space junk. The new interplanetary internet sets up a relay system using existing spacecraft and satellites already in orbit to make connections through space as reliable as a cell phone call. Wait, bad example. I'm David Brancaccio, and that's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.